what kind of world do we live in when you have an elementary teacher from New York bragging about sex lives swinging? Unreal. Welcome to Radog's Random Thoughts, Rayshawn Blyden here. Yes, indeed, we are living in some bizarre times. I mean, nothing like this would have ever happened in my day growing up, for sure, from a teacher, never mind an elementary teacher. You have a New York City teacher bizarrely brags about sex lives of swinging parents at cool elementary school. Well, S is for swinging. A Brooklyn teacher bizarrely boasted on social media how cool her elementary school is because the parents are swingers. There's a group of swinging parents at the school where I teach, and this proves Brooklyn public schools are far cooler than private schools, wrote Sarah Allen, a second grade teacher at PS 372 in Gowanus on X on February 11th. Not everyone was in the mood for the sexy disclosure from the kids' educator. Yeah, you look like a lunatic. You look silly. You look like a fool. You really do. The 90s called and they want their definition of cool back. Linda Corliss, a parent in the district, told the Post. We adults tell our kids to be careful what they put on the internet because it's there forever. And it's true. Even when you delete something, it's never gone. Someone somewhere had either downloaded or it exists somewhere. Don't go anywhere. So it is true. Many wish Alan kept that in mind. It's one thing having a private conversation with parents of a student. It's another thing to share it on social media. I hope she got at the least indefinitely suspended. So yet Yetin Chu, a public school parent and state senate candidate, told the Post she suggested sharing such personal information online could harm parents' trust and willingness to discuss important issues. I find it strange that parents and teachers are having conversations about their sexual activities, she added. One commenter also wondered about the discretion of the school's parents. The real question is, why are their bedroom activities so public that school personnel at their children's school are privy to it? She asked. I imagine the yo mama jokes are off the chain, she added. Sal Albanese, a former Brooklyn councilman who was a public school teacher from 1971 to 1982, said he's shocked any educator would bring up swinging on social media. When the Post began making inquiries, Allen quickly deleted her post, according to reports, of course. But it's too late. I'm sure someone has already screenshotted it. You can't. Anyway, this is totally unprofessional, the moderate Democrat told the Post. Nothing that students could have found her post. And what does she mean the public schools are cooler? Because private schools would lock down on this? Of course they would, he added. It's very bizarre statement to put on X, and it's inappropriate. One social media user, aware of Allen's reputation as a vocal advocate of preventing COVID-19 in schools, warned her about the likelihood of COVID spreading through multiple sex partners. Allen joked in response, "That's teamwork." "Yeah, you weirdo." One parent shared screenshots of Allen's post and mauled if the teachers' union would encourage such conversation between parents and teachers. One shocked parent responded that it was wildly inappropriate. Not everyone was turned off by the Allen's post, of course. You got a lot of crazy out there. "Must be fun, PTA meetings," wrote one dad, also who is also a NYC high school teacher and union rep. Allen did not respond to an inquiry. People are ridiculous. Anyway, that is all I really wanted to talk about. Let's just get rid of this again. That's all I really wanted to talk about. And again, I don't speak Spanish, but if you do speak Spanish and you want to enjoy an amazing album, yes, indeed, what did someone say? Michael Savage said this a while back when I used to listen to his show when he was on the radio. "If I am not for myself, then who am I?" I don't know how he said it, but anyway, it's my way of saying I'm going to give myself a cheap plug here, is what I'm trying to get to here. Go to the reghdogg.bandcamp.com if you are Spanish and you want an amazing album. There it is right there. I can't play any sound of it because I don't know if this is another one that YouTube may or may not approve of. But once it goes to my distributor and I'm sure I can use it, then I will start pumping out some music videos to this one. So anyway, that's all I got for you today. I'll leave a like, share, and subscribe. Peace. Here we come.